Chapter 6, Easing Back into Your Relationship to Solidify Your Love. By the time you're ready to take the steps in this chapter, at least 30 days have passed since your breakup, right? Right? You're looking and feeling your best. You've been dating a little and experiencing new possibilities. Now it's time to continue with your plan to reconnect with your ex. So how do you get back into his or her life when you've been feeling out for a while? That's exactly what you'll learn in this chapter. Before you can begin communicating with your ex again, you need to do a check on how you're feeling. By now, you should be feeling a little bit stronger, self-assured, and you should be having some fun. This will really help you dial down the feeling of panic or desperation that you were feeling in the first few days of the breakup. So, how are you feeling right now? This is important, because if you're feeling desperate, you're not ready to start talking to your ex yet. Your attitude should be that you can live without him or her and that you're ready to move on. If you're still having the feelings that you can't live without this other person, you're not ready. Why does this matter? Because your ex knows you well. He or she will know you if you're calling out of desperation. When this happens, you'll immediately lose points with your ex. Instead of seeming more attractive to your ex, you'll become less and less appealing. So even if you're really wishing that you could talk to your ex, don't do it unless you're in the mindset of moving on. You may think that you can't fake it, but when you have a lot of history with someone, it's really hard to fake emotion, realizing that you're not much of a mystery anymore to your ex. Wait until the time is right. Okay, you're feeling like you're ready. So now it's time to make a plan to get back to this person in your life, and hopefully back into your arms. You'll need to start with a simple phone call, but the object of the call is really to get the person back into your physical presence only. A short and fun get-together, not a date or I want to talk with you. Your real objective is just to be seen by him or her, have some fun, and try and ignite a little spark again. If you have done the work on yourself we have discussed, when you meet, a pattern break usually occurs. You can usually tell because they will act very friendly and different than they had in the past. You seem new, exciting, attractive, and most importantly, they don't automatically associate the bad feelings to your appearance. While you're going to start with a phone call, it's not just any old phone call. You need to choose how you're going to approach your ex with thought. Here are some guidelines. Try to pick a time to call to get your ex when you predict he or she will have a few moments to talk privately. Focus on fun. Don't bring up ugly memories from the past. Prepare to talk about something good in your relationship, a funny or sweet experience. Keep it short. Ask your ex to meet you for a specific activity, lunch, coffee, etc. Make it a short occasion. Lunch is way better than dinner. Your ex may fear that you want to have some long, grueling conversation or confrontation. You could put them at ease by implying that you only want a half hour or so. Dial down any desperate feelings. While you're talking to your ex, you need to make sure and keep things pretty light. Talk to him or her for a few minutes. As soon as you feel like you've got your old comfortable rapport again, break out your invitation. You don't need to beat around the bush, just ask. Be specific about a date, a time, an activity, or a location. You should try to call about a week before you actually want to see him or her. This will give you some time to do a little bit more prep work before getting together. It's possible that you're all geared up to make the phone call and your ex won't pick up the line. In the days of caller ID, your ex will most likely know that you called, but you shouldn't leave a message just yet. At this point, you may be tempted to call your ex 500 times a day until you get him on the phone. This is a very bad idea. Instead, call one time and then wait a few more days and call again. This may seem incredibly difficult to do when you're anxious, but your ex will get the message that you're not desperate. The less desperate you appear to be, the more likely it will be for your ex to pick up the phone. Just seeing your number on the caller ID one time may pique his or her curiosity. Waiting a couple days to call back will let the curiosity grow. You may even get a call from your ex in response to seeing that you've called. If this happens, even better. If you've called every couple of days for a week with no response, it's time to give it a longer break. Keep doing what you're doing, dating, taking care of you, then try again a few weeks later. Never call more than once a day. If several weeks go by and your ex isn't responding, it's time to just let go. Don't resort to any other type of communication. Don't leave a comment on your ex's MySpace, send a text message, or type an email. Just let it go. Don't try to ask your ex to do anything that might be uncomfortable or intimidating. The following is a list of things that are out of the question. A wedding, a large family gathering, long meal, a movie, theatrical performance. These are all events that are great when you're dating someone seriously, but when you're working on returning to your relationship, you want to tread lightly. Stick to an activity where the two of you can talk, but where you won't have to be locked in a couple of hours together. Something short or simple is best. Doing lunch is a perfect idea. You may also suggest going out for coffee or a drink. Something that seems casual, gives you some time to talk, and won't last very long is what you're shooting for. You're most likely to get a yes to your date if you've planned really carefully before you make the call. If you've chosen something really specific and non-threatening, your chances of your ex accepting are much higher. You may meet with a little apprehension, like, I don't really know. If so, just kind of chuckle and nonchalantly say, it's only coffee, or only lunch. This most times will turn into, okay. It's possible that in spite of your careful planning, your ex will not agree to go on a date with you. At this point, you may be tempted to beg and plead, get angry, accuse your ex of cheating on you, rehash every argument you ever had, generally fly off the handle. The appropriate response is to gracefully bow out by accepting their no. You can just say all right and wish your ex well and then end the conversation. This leaves the door open for future communication. One of two things will happen. Later on, you may receive a call from your ex. It may be that he or she really just needed a little more space before seeing you again. He or she may call you to ask you out, and if you're still interested, you can accept. Believe it or not, you may have already really moved on to a new relationship by the time you hear from your ex again. It's possible that you'll be the one who isn't at all interested in reconciliation. If you don't receive a call from your ex, it's really time to move on. Keep taking care of yourself and continue to date. Don't keep calling your ex and begging them to see you. This will just make them even less likely to want to spend time with you. Nobody wants to be pressured by a needy person. It may be time to really accept this as the relationship is over, but you will live, and you will love again. Preparing for the date. You may be rejoicing in the acceptance of your date, but don't get too excited yet. You've still got work to do. There are a lot of things you need to do to prepare for this date. When you started to get stressed, those feelings of neediness may return. Again, you want to keep yourself in the moving on mode. This means that you have to turn off the part of your brain that's going to put a lot of pressure on you during the date. You must relax and try to focus on only enjoying yourself. If you try to make this date about hashing out your problems and forcing your relationship back together, you'll be making a big mistake. The more pressure you put on your ex at this date, the less likely you'll be to have another chance. This must be a stress-free, no-pressure get-together. You want to make sure that you show how confident and happy you are. Make sure to dress your best and show how well you've been taking care of yourself. You don't want to appear downtrodden and miserable. Instead, do your best to look healthy, glowing, and happy. Keep a smile on your face and a gleam in your eye. Mentally prepare yourself to keep things positive during the date. When you're actually on the date, it's critical that you avoid some of the common pitfalls that may make your date miserable instead of bringing you closer together. There will be several things you might consider doing once you finally have your ex in your presence. Most of these things should be avoided. Here's an example of some bad strategies that may run through your head. Spending more than the allotted half hour or 1 hour window of time with your ex. Trying to figure out what went wrong with your relationship while you're talking to him or her. Focusing on how hurt and sad you are. Acting downtrodden or desperate. Trying to seduce your ex. Attempting to make them jealous. All of these things will only make your problems worse. You must not give up in your desire to do any of these things. The more you try to force things or bring up bad feelings, the less likely you'll be to have the reconciliation that you want. While you're with your ex, try to just relax and have a good time. You're not going to spend much time together the first date, and you want to leave your ex wanting more. Try to choose an activity that's something you both enjoy doing. Also, try to avoid talking about your relationship very much. Just have fun talking and doing the things that help you fall in love in the first place. If you do talk about anything in your history, make sure it's something that is a good memory, not a fight or anything having to do with the breakup. If an hour goes by and you wish you could spend more time together, forget about it. It may help to schedule some time after the date so that you can absolutely leave before you have too much time together. You want to leave things so that you both want to spend more time together at another time. The instant reconnect technique is a psychological tactic that will trigger his or her subconscious into believing that you're back together again. While it is very simple to do, it is extremely powerful. When you're eating or drinking your coffee, slowly reach over to them and do the imaginary food particle wipe, like they have something on their face. This works extremely well because only people that are in some kind of loving relationship do that for one another. So you are signaling to their subconscious mind that you are still in a loving relationship. Does that make sense? You can also use it if it seems more appropriate. The tie straightener, the imaginary lint or hair on the shirt, something in the hair, eyelash on the cheek. The instant reconnect technique has a secondary benefit. You can gauge how well your get-together is going. If they jump out of their skin or pull away, then you know you still have some work to do. On the other hand, if they smile or thank you, this is, of course, a positive. Just one warning. Don't do this minutes after meeting them again. Wait until it seems more natural. The way your date ends is just as important as how it begins. You must work hard to make sure that you leave your date with a good impression and that you leave him or her wanting more. If you're both having a great time, it's hard to end a date. This will make it more likely that your ex will want to see you again. However, you shouldn't end the date by scheduling another. At the end of your time together, you can just comment on what a nice time you had, how nice it was to see your ex, but then you just have to say goodbye. Don't arrange another date and time to see your ex. However, if your ex talks about wanting to see you again and ask you out for a date, it's perfectly acceptable for you to say yes. You just don't want to initiate anything. You need to make sure you exude confidence and appear to have really moved on. It's possible that on the first date, even though you don't bring up any relationship problems, your ex will start wanting to discuss the breakup. If this happens, just let your ex say whatever it is that they need to say. Don't get defensive or engage them in this conversation. Just accept what they have to say. If you try to change their mind or defend yourself, you're likely to make the date a miserable experience. You don't want to do that. Your best option is to simply say, "I don't want to talk about the past. It's the past. Let's just have some fun," and change the subject to something fun. This works. It works a majority of the time. If they continue to press you, they are really just looking for a validation of their feelings, and you can easily say, "I know you may have feelings that are unresolved. I know that. I'm not saying we can never discuss them. I'm just saying, let's not do it today." You say this with a very compassionate and caring tone. Note, if you followed the previous instructions about limiting the time frame of your get-together, these conversations generally do not come up. So, if your first date together went well, you're probably wondering what the next step will be. You want to take things slowly. Rushing back into the relationship can bring you right back to where you started. Instead, just give it a little break, about a week or so, before you try asking your ex out again. It's very possible your ex will call you to set something up. If that happens, just go with it and make the plans. Otherwise, call about a week after the date to try to set up another one. Use the same technique of having a light conversation. Also, try to plan a fun activity that will let the two of you really relax and enjoy time together, but one that will induce some type of emotion of excitement. The more adventurous, the better. Putting a little bit of fun back into your dating can help to spark the romance again. A roller coaster ride, an outing on a speedboat, a fireworks display, an exciting magic show are examples that will be emotionable and memorable dates. But more importantly, it's the psychological benefit of an emotionally charged date. These emotions, when shared with you, will link him or her with you emotionally again. You will have a strong shared experience. This is a scientifically proven phenomenon. When two people go through an emotionally elevated experience, it bonds them together. Now, this is where it gets even more interesting. If you can pile on three or four different locations and experiences in one date, In other words, change your environment 3 or 4 times on the date. This will bond and rebond them further to you. So, what you do is set up 3 or 4 emotionally charged mini dates. So you might start out with a roller coaster ride and then take them back to the horse track, after the track to a comedy skit or club. See, you are not using coercion. You are not begging them. It just happens by taking advantage of how everyone's minds work. Bonding happens unconsciously through shared experiences. This is a secret that is well known by Don Juans and people that study the art of seduction, but is not known by the general population. Important. Please do not use this technique alone. You have to break the pattern first. Follow the pattern, okay? Advice to men. You want to try to restart the sexual relationship as soon as possible in marriage. Sex is bonding for a woman. If you have sex together, in most cases, in her mind, you are back together. You may worry that getting her back in bed will be hard to do. If you follow the steps up till now, don't worry. Women will sleep with someone they have slept with before much easier than they will a brand new lover, so you have an advantage. So, make up a reason. Something like, hey, I got a new CD at the apartment, we can go back and listen to it while I show you pictures of my Vegas vacation. Don't wait for an answer, just start to go. Now, she knows exactly what's going on, but she has plausible deniability. She can rationalize that she is going to listen to music and see some pictures, not go back and make passionate love. She will either say, okay, and follow you, or just follow you without saying anything. Or she may say, okay, but don't get any ideas, which you will teasingly say with a smile on your face, something to the effect, whoa, slow down, animal, I just want to show you some pictures. Let her have her plausible deniability. If she comes out with a flat no, that's okay. Just let her have a little more time. Don't push. Don't get all emotional on her. Once you're back to your place, play your CD and show her the pictures of whatever the excuse was to get her there. Take it slow and start with a slight touch on her shoulder or her hand. Make it almost accidental. See how she reacts. Apply the reconnect technique. If the reactions are positive, take it forward. If not, it's okay. You have come a long way. If you can tell you hit a brick wall, say, I had a terrific time today. Are you ready to call it a night and be good with ending the date? Advice to women, you don't want to sleep with your ex until you have a recommitment from him. I'm not saying to pressure him for reconciliation or commitment. In fact, you want it to be his idea. At the same time, you do not go back to bed with him until you're back together. Look, men value what they have to work for and what is rare. And men want what is rare. That is why they commit. They commit to a woman that they feel is valuable, special, and rare. There are also numerous other psychological advantages you will have by choosing not to sleep with him, including adding to the mystery, occupying more of his mind space, keeping his desire for you piqued, much faster reconciliation, increased respect for you, and much more. Now, inevitably, when things are going well and you are refusing to sleep with him, he will want to know why. Instead of telling him you're holding out for commitment, which sounds manipulative, simply tell him that you're done with casual sex. See, it's true, it's not manipulative, and it makes your decision not about him, but your values. Plus, it leaves it open for him to say, this is not just casual, to which you respond, oh, and then turn on your lie detector. It's possible that you'll begin dating again to find out that you have the same old problems all over again. This may mean that it's really time to move on with life. What are you holding on to? You may want to repeat the steps from the beginning. Take a break, take care of yourself, make initial contact again, and another first date. It may be that it was too soon for the two of you to try again. It also may mean that this just isn't the right relationship for you in the first place. You'll have to trust your instincts. However, if you have to repeat this process more than once, chances are you need to reevaluate. Do you keep putting yourself in the position because you feel like you need to be in this relationship? Are you giving in to the feelings of panic and desperation? If this is happening, it's time to really move on. If you've been dating again for a few months, you may feel like it's time to actually talk about whether or not you're back or going to get back together. Even if you're behaving like you're back together, you still need to have an official conversation about it. Just like you've been working to keep things light, you need to continue that pattern when you're getting ready to ask your ex about a more permanent reconciliation. It's also a good idea to continue letting your ex take the lead. You can ask questions and test the waters.
For example, you can say, "Didn't we make a great couple?" This kind of question allows you to see how your ex is really feeling about the time you spent together. Is it just casual, or was your ex thinking that this was going down the road of reconciliation? Once you've asked this question, leave it hanging out until your ex answers it. Sure, there may be some uncomfortable silence, but you can deal with that. You've been handling that well for months. Let your date do the talking. He or she will either agree that yes, you did make a good couple. You may also get the answer that your ex isn't interested. If you get a positive response, then ask your ex if he or she wants to get back together. Again, patiently wait for the response. If you got the positive response you've been waiting for all this time, congratulations! It was well worth the months of effort that you put into planning and preparing. You're now on the road to a true partnership, but your journey isn't over yet. In fact, there's still plenty of work to be done. The reasons for your original breakup can still rear their ugly heads. So take a little time to enjoy the fact that you're back together. But after you've had a breath, it's time to work on how you're going to keep your love alive. After all the months of your courting and working on yourself, you may still get the answer that you've dreaded. You're not getting back together. If your ex flat out tells you that he or she's had fun but it isn't interested in getting together for a committed relationship, it's time to cut your losses. You could spend your entire life going through cycles of trying to get back together, but the truth is that relationships shouldn't be this hard to keep together. Sure, they all require work, but when you get rejected over and over again, it's time to scrape together your self-respect and move on. If you're back together with your ex, it's time to continue the next chapter. This chapter will give you all kinds of help to keep your relationship sparks alive. If you decided that it's time to move on, go ahead and turn to the last chapter of this book. This chapter is about moving on and handling heartbreak.